Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Ray Jayjo, R-A-Y-J-A-J-O. Date of birth is 4/15/1984, date of accident 6/11/2023, and date of service 4/18/2024. The patient presents for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on 3/21/2024. The patient reports that he has improvement in the shoulder pain, almost 80%, although he still suffers from pain in the both knees at the level of 10 as described by him, and he cannot climb up or walk long distance, and it is disabling for him. Also, his pain in the neck is at 5 now, and it has improved remarkably as compared to before. And overall, there is a 50% improvement in the symptoms as compared to the time of accident. He has a bad headaches still, which have not gone away, associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, and other symptoms of TBI. And he's seeing a neurologist for headaches. The neurologist had specifically asked not to give any opiates for this gentleman, and he has been seeking opiates for his pain in the knee and back. So his Percocets were discontinued, and he has been offered to have Ultram, which he doesn't want. He wants to go and see his primary care physician of his own to get some narcotic medications. But we have refused to give him because he has been, his neurologist has specifically asked so that there is no rebound headaches. He's also going to a mental health Rubix, R-U-B-I-X, for a anxiety and depression related issues, and they are related to Ventin group. He's also seeing neuropsych with Dr. Weiss, and Dr. Crush, and Jody Crush is a neurologist, as well as he's seeing Dr. Ryder. He also has a case management team to help him navigate the various appointments. He reports of some memory loss, and his pain level in the knee is 10. His pain in the head is around 7. Neck pain is 5. The lower back pain is reported to be 10. He has some radiation of pain in the front and the back of the legs up to the knee. And his ADLs are reported to be 10 in all categories. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. And as well as for additional history and substance abuse and compliance history. No other significant history is available other than he's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Jody Crush, which is okay with us. Various tests have been done and we have not received those. He also is undergone a new MRI for the brain, and I do not have those reports. I believe we have discussed with him the role of Trazodone for the evening, and his psychiatrist has provided the Trazodone for him. The vital signs, the patient has blood pressure of 160/95, pulse of 99, and the rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 3/21/2024, dictation number 0326-031. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to request the patient to continue seeing all the specialists, subspecialists, including psychiatrist, neurologist, and neuropsych to manage his issues related to the TBI, to the depression, to the other depression issues and other issues. The patient does suffer from chronic depression, anxiety, even prior to the accident. He has paranoid schizophrenia, schizoid, and he is on Invega, INVEGA, as well as Trazodone at this time from the psychiatrist. He has drug screen that has been checked out, and it is positive for THC that he has been taking and is perfectly fine. And he has been provided with the following medications today: Furoscid 102, 6-hourly PR, and 50 tablets for headaches. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram at night, PRN, 30 tablets for anxiety. And for pain relief in general, Tylenol codeine number 4, once a day, 30 tablets are provided for pain relief. Physical therapy has been discontinued as he has done more than a year of physical therapy at this time, and he's not even going there. He remains off work right now and hospital replacement and case management, mainly because of the knee pain that he has. His MRIs were reviewed with him in great detail, and he's been informed that he will be scheduled for further injections in the knee area because of the tendonitis that he has. He was informed of the quadriceps tendinosis and preclavicular bursitis in the left knee, which may be the reason for pain. In the right shoulder, there is no pain, and his tendinitis of the supraspinatus is resolved. Cervical spine MRI was completely negative, so was the thoracic MRI. And in the lumbar region, there was a wedging deformity of T12. And bone marrow edema of T11, T12, and L1. The patient was offered to have a new MRI for the thoracic and lumbar region to make sure that these changes have healed up. The patient didn't want to go through the MRI, even open MRI at this time. So his MRI order will be on hold until he agrees. The CT scan of the sternum was completely negative for any fractures. A CT scan that was done on 10/3/2023 did not fail to show any damage to the vertebrae in the thoracic region T5 to T11, except for arthritic changes throughout. And arthritic changes in the SI joints were visible. Other than that, no wedging deformity or bone marrow edema was visible in the CT scan. That'll be the end of dictation. Thank you so much. He can continue doing home exercises. He can go and see a chiropractor also. He's been advised.